All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQAM.
Minus one for tardiness.
I had to go downstairs.
For hobnobbery.
I wasn't talking to anyone.
You know what you did.
Whatever.
You were you went that entire way without hobnobbing?
I swear.
What'd you get downstairs then?
You don't need to know what happened downstairs.
Somebody said AD's show should be called Game Time Decision.
Leroy, can we get another weather update, please? Brought to you by Tornado Roofing and Contracting, helping homeowners stay safe this storm season. Visit tornadoroofing.com for a free roof and window estimate.
Still smells like brisket.
What?
Outside.
Smoked.
It's mostly cloudy. How about overcast? Let me put it that way. But I can't tell which is clouds and which is smoke. Winds are 5-10 miles an hour. It's got to be 92, 93 degrees. And I would expect a shower at some point in some part of South Florida. Preferably, if we can put in demands over the Everglades. Mm.
Definitely. Gotta be careful. Shmeethan says, J-Figs, I swear, is about as valuable as Tobin's gym membership.
Jesus, dude. That's so rude.
Wow.
I wouldn't RSA, I'd say, Tobin.
I know you wouldn't. But, you know, you're not ruthless like Shmeethan. Except when it comes to birds.
I can be ruthless, just not towards you.
Rockville.
We know. We've had some photos to show you.
Mm-hmm. Headlines
ruthless.
Headlines are brought to you by
Ruthless.
Headlines are brought to you by Doral Kia in Miami. At a Domino's game, you'll always find your abuelito. And whenever you want a low price, you save with your Pricito. Save now with your Pricito at Doral Kia. What do we have going on at the U.S. Open right now, Leroy? Any changes
right now,
since we last talked about it?
Ludvig Åberg is 2-under. Yeah. Sam Stevens is 1-under. Christopher Reiten is 1-under. Sam Burns is 1-under. Patrick Reed. Keep an eye on Patrick Reed. He plays well in events like this. Is 1-under. Ben James. J.B. Holmes. Wow. That's a blast from the past. Is at 1-under par. And folks, of a field of 156, that's all that's under par. Seven guys. Rory's at even. Let's see who else. Your buddy Peacock is even.
Nice.
That's it. Brooks Koepka's 1-over. Cameron Young's 1-over. Keegan Bradley's 1-over. Ricky Fowler's 1-over. Fleetwood's 1-over. Alex is beating his brother. Wow, that's cool.
Really?
Yeah. I can't even see Matt. Put it this way. Hold on. Let's see. Think of it this way. Oh, that's only half the field. So the second half hasn't teed off yet. But we got somebody he's an amateur, so I'm not going to sweat him too much. But through 14 holes, if he pars in, he shoots 80.
We're still awaiting the Giannis thing. If anything's going to happen, who knows? There was some stuff out there yesterday that perhaps this goes past the draft, which will be Tuesday night. I will say, speaking with Gutland yesterday, I am on the schedule to do a draft show. So,
but if they trade the draft pick, what's up?
I don't know. I mean, that's what I asked him. I was like, well, what happens if we don't have a pick? And he goes,
you know what? I'm going to tell you why. I'm going to tell you why you're still doing the show.
Why is that? I don't know. I don't think so. Because I think we're going to do the show. Because the point is, like, we're doing, like, on Friday, we have a Panthers draft show. Billy Lindsay and Doug Plagans, I believe, are anchoring it. I don't know if the Panthers are going to have their pick. But the point is, we're supposed to, the Heat have a draft party scheduled for Tuesday.
It's not a Heat draft party. It's just a draft party.
But, yeah, but they're not going to have a party without them having a pick. That would be weird. I would think.
It is weird.
Because they don't have a second round pick till the next day. So, we'll see what happens. There's a tweet here from Barry Jackson that says, important distinction, as Anthony Chang and I and Ethan Skolnick have noted, is while only Bam is off limits, the Heat cannot, in good conscience, offer every single good young player and every single available first in every swap. Most sure. But offer everything when they're potentially bidding against themselves, and Giannis can simply sign the cap in 13 months. He says the Heat approach has been akin to the fixed three-part meals at a fancy restaurant. You get the appetizer, entree, and dessert. You get either lobster bisque, Caesar, I love lobster bisque, or baked brie as an appetizer. You don't get everything in every category, nor should you, in my opinion. Here's what I would say, guys. Maybe Giannis will get, like, maybe someone's going to pop up here and go to Giannis and still risk it, and then he'll be available in cap space next year. Maybe that'll happen. But I think that's a bold thing. If you're the Heat, you're going to try and lure people in with cap space. And as I've said, you know, I don't even know if you were to gonna go the cap space route, I don't even know if he's the guy you should target next year, if that's the place you're going to go. But my frustration is with the Heat, like, you keep doing this thing with your fans, right, where you keep expecting them to wait in some next maneuver when you had all this urgency to not pay Jimmy Butler because you were worried about what that was going to do to your books and you were exhausted by him. So what are you going to do that's going to make up for the guy who made you a contender, even if he was a pain in the ass? You have to have another plan, and that plan doesn't get to wait for 3 years, okay? Because now you're going to go on to your second and a half year without Jimmy Butler. What are you going to do with that? So I don't think that is, you know, I know the Heat likes to put in this threat. Here's the thing, though. Well, yeah, that's fine. You could say, oh, we have the threat of him signing in cap space. The Bucks also aren't stupid. They know you're in a desperate spot. They know that you want a star. Everybody knows how horny the Heat are for a star. Let's be real about it. So this idea that you're just going to tell the fan base, just wait another year, guys, and everybody down here is going to be cool with that, is nonsense. It's nonsense. Now, the question is, oh, do you give up everything in the kitchen sink for Giannis? The question is, like, are you going to really let Giannis float to another team if the difference is Pelle Larsson? And I love Pelle Larsson. I love him. But is that going to be the thing? Is Kasparis Jakaciūnas, who you don't even know is going to play for you next year, because who knows what the coach will do with young guys, is that really what's going to hold you over from getting Giannis? That's a bold place to go. Now, look, there is something about not bidding against yourselves. I think the Heat playing a game of, hey, we know you don't have a better offer. But if your threat to the Bucks is, we got the cap space, everybody knows what position you're in. Everybody does. You're not sitting here playing a game of poker and you're going to be like, sit here, because that's what you guys try and do every single time. You're like, I guess we'll go back and get it next year. Oh, I guess we'll go get KD the next time. I guess we'll go get this guy the next time.
Meanwhile, these guys are 40 at the time you finally get them.
Right. So, all right. I'm telling you right now, if your plan is, hey, Giannis is too rich for our blood, you guys better have another plan for this year. That's why we bring up the Anthony Davis thing. I don't love the plan, but at least it's something. You're giving a jolt of something. If it's going back to KD, but you can't, in good faith, have another year where you're bringing this crew back with no other support, particularly all NBA support for Bam Adebayo. Unless you're going to go into this year where you're going to actually play young guys and live with the results.
And that's the problem.
Because we know you're not going to.
Right. Well, I would say this. Maybe, and it kind of went unnoticed, right? But I remember hearing it. When Ryle said, maybe our coach needs to play the young guys or play Kalo a little bit more, or I wish he had played him more. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And so,
because it's absurd. You cannot have a year where Simone Fontecchio plays more minutes on a court with Bam Adebayo than Kalel Ware. That
Correct.
Is dumb. And I'm sorry. I like Simone. Nice guy. Mama Thria. Okay? And I'm not even against him getting minutes every now and then. You know, when we know what they say. There ain't no heater like a Simone Fontecchio heater. Okay? That guy can get cooking. He can. All right? But he can't play more minutes on the court with Bam Adebayo than Khalil Ware. Can't happen. Can't happen. So, yeah, we could. You can sit here and you can try and tell the Miami Heat fan, don't worry, guys. We'll get him in cap space. They're the same 2010. Now, maybe you think it's going to be a different option, but even to me, like the only place where that, the only cap space discussion I want to hear about for the Heat at all would be the Miami Heat feel like they have an in on Nikola Jokic. That's it.
But you're never going to know that.
And you're never going to know that. And I might as well have a hobgoblin come in here and give me a shoulder massage. Like it's fantasy.
Dude.
What even was that?
You know, like, because they're mystical creatures.
Like a hobgoblin. Like, I didn't have that on my bingo card.
No, I just chased him with past it.
She didn't get it. Nobody got like, that.
What an odd thing to say. For my own mental health, I moved past it.
It's just so random.
It's so random. It's so odd.
Is Jimmy there?
Yes.
He just got
here. Are you trying to compare him to... Are you trying to call him a hobgoblin? You're awful.
Minus one.
Even when you're not here,
you're
awful. And you can't see people. You're absolutely awful.
For rat bastardry.
That was wrong. And I don't support
poor
it.
Jimmy, man.
Is he even here?
Yeah, he literally just got here.
Like, he just minding his business, having a good day.
I was in another tab. Man, Leroy, yeah. Little does he know.
And he walks in here, we're so excited for his day with his soccer jersey.
Leroy wants to make a short
and
joke.
You want to make a joke about him.
Oh, man. Celebrate the summer of soccer with WQAM tomorrow at our home in the Citadel in Miami. Starting at noon, every hour, one lucky fan gets a shot to win up to $10,000 in our Soccer Kick Challenge. Enjoy complimentary global food samples from Wild Fork, Cafecito from La Llave, Rooftop Vibes with Al Capone, and meet Heat legend Udonis Haslam aboard the Hard Rock Bet bus, which is where we're going to be broadcasting from. All right, we're going to be aboard the bus broadcasting tomorrow's show. I got distracted because Dade South says Tobin is a Bob Goblin. I don't want to lose him. I love him so much. We got games, giveaways, prizes, match day excitement. Come for the soccer. Stay for the vibes. The summer of soccer at the Citadel in Miami tomorrow starting at noon. We'll be broadcasting there starting at 10. Are we only doing 2 hours? We're only doing 10. What are we doing? Whole time? Neither here nor there. Point is, we'll be there having fun. It's sponsored by Michelob Ultra, the official beer sponsor of the FIFA World Cup 2026, by La Llave, Smooth Espresso, and by your South Florida Chevy dealers, Al Capone, Sweet Hand Rolled Cognac Cigars, Wild Fork Neighborhood Meat and Seafood Market, Hard Rock Bet Sportsbook, and by Verizon, an official sponsor of the FIFA World Cup 2026, which is going on right now. What do we got right now? We got Czechia is up 1-0 on South Africa, 54th minute of that match going on. And the world's biggest soccer tournament is underway, and you can trade the entire tournament on Kalshi. On Kalshi, you can trade every match to the opening stage all the way to the final. Today, we got Canada and Qatar. Canada trading at 76% as a $100 trade pays out at $129. If you think Qatar can pull off the upset, $100 trade as they're trading at 9% gets you paid at over $1,000. Tonight, you got Mexico, South Korea. Mexico's trading at 48%, so a $100 trade doubles up a $200 payout. Korea, they're at 24%. A draw is at 30%, so a $100 trade pays out at $317. Plus, you can follow all the trade movement of the basketball free agency summer. You could trade the majors this weekend. Leroy says it's a bloodbath, so if you think someone's going to pop out of that surprises, this might be one of those days. Somebody's got one of those low percentages. A big trade gets you a big old payout there. On Kalshi, you're trading against your peers in a live market, meaning there's no house, and the probability changes so you can buy in or out of your position. And for a limited time, use my promo code. Download the Kalshi app. Use the code Tobin to get $10 when you trade 10. K-A-L-S-H-I, Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see Kalshi.com/regulatory. What a great day of sports with no celebrations going on in sports whatsoever. Just a great day. Celebration list, just some World Cup soccer going on right now. Beautiful day with no celebrations of championships to speak of. Love it.
Just and Jimmy's crying because of Tobin. I mean, Leroy.
Really?
He is crying.
Leroy,
he heard what you said and he's very upset.
Oh, stop. He does a show with Hawk and Crowder.
But it's the ones that you never expect that
exactly.
hurt the most.
Exactly. He thought you were on his side.
Yep.
Oh, he was wait. Like, he said, Leroy said that.
Leroy.
Hold on. Let's be honest. Is there anybody who doesn't expect that from me?
That doesn't mean you should do it.
Doesn't mean you should do it.
Right.
It's giving bully.
I'm not bully.
What are you, Kenzie? You know, you got to keep it together, dude.
Leroy.
Crazy, man. You got that tonight. By the way, I'm going to be at Regatta Grove in Miami this afternoon from 5 to 7 p.m. for a Michelob Ultra watch party. We got Canada and Qatar going on, and we got lots of prizes to give away. But Michelob Ultra, the grand prize, which is tickets to an upcoming world soccer match down here. So come on by, play the little contest. I think we have the skee ball thing is back out there. So you got to kick highest total points wins. That was hot and heavy, the competition, when I was down at Coconut Grove on Friday.
Did you try it yourself?
I didn't have time. I was emceeing. Mm. I didn't have time.
To do what? Kick.
Yeah, what is it?
You gotta,
oh, you were telling me kick the
you got to kick it into ball. Like an inflatable skee ball thing. But you got to have the right touch. I think, honestly, the guy who had the best strategy was he just blasted it right through like a laser. That guy won. He had 220. He hit two in the tens, which is the highest. So there's a 10 circle, a 7 circle, a 5 circle, and a 3 circle. And he hit 10 twice, and that won it. But it was two line drives. I was like, this guy's basically like Miracle Mile Messi. He's incredible.
Miracle Mile Messi.
He really was. He was incredible. I was like, this guy's awesome. That guy's writhing in pain. Do we think this guy actually got hit who's writhing in pain on the ground right now?
Well, I mean, the other guy's apologizing, so maybe so.
Can I just say?
He's like, no.
Just imagine this, Tobin.
No, it was dramatic.
With a couple of drinks in it.
Oh, he stepped on the cleat.
Oh.
That's
no. Oh, maybe yes. But I don't think that wasn't the right leg.
He grabbed it.
Wait.
It was like the guy who faked cramping after a big first down play.
Oh, how about when Jimmy did this?
Or you remember the Arkansas State guy who did the trust fall?
He did
the fake fall against the Canes.
Well, what does it say that it
I works? Just don't believe any soccer player who's hurt. It's
never.
Really
he got
hard.
Back up, though.
Of course
they always do. They always do.
They always get back up. He's like,
And then he like goes and scores a goal and he's like running around.
Somebody got mad that we didn't give Miracle Mile Messi a point.
Oh, sorry.
Point for Tobin.
Crazy.
Can I just tell you, soccer players or football players, however you want to do it, they do this to themselves because they're always writhing in pain and then hop up and run around for another 30 minutes. I don't know whether to take you serious or not.
Because, like, I look at them and I'm like, man, if I didn't think you were a soccer player faker, I'd be really worried about you because they look like they're in a lot of pain.
They're the best actors I've ever seen in my life.
Right.
They're just trying to get.
And RBA like, Richie said, I'm getting my flop ready for summer league soccer.
It's crazy, dude. Like, I'm sitting here, I'm like, oh my God. Like, he looks like he's in so much pain. But every time, I'm like, yeah, he's probably fine.
They're the definition of the boys who cried wolf.
Yeah. You never believe them.
They're giving you pure entertainment, guys.
Yeah, I don't think that's entertaining.
It takes forever.
I mean, listen, if you hurt, I'm going to be like, ooh, you know, but like soccer's the only sport where you go,
Yeah, can't buy it. I don't think I've watched one replay. I think I watched I don't think I've watched one replay where I'm like, oh, that guy legitimately is hurt.
Yeah, I've never seen
that. I will say this. That those kicks in the ankles and the shins, they really hurt.
Oh, yeah.
Not to the level of them on the ground writhing in pain, but they do hurt. I mean, I put soccer shin pads on when I played football. That's how much it hurt.
You had every pad.
I had all of them. Yeah.
Impressive. Man. I mean, though.
Brutal. So.
But.
Uh-oh. We're down to four.
Four under par?
Four guys under par.
What's the weather? Do you know what the current state of the weather is right now at the U.S. Open?
It's 70 degrees, overcast. Winds are blowing at about 15 to 17 miles an hour, gusting up to 30.
Goodness. Benny says, I guess you sell it to try and get the red card. Yeah, I don't know, dude.
But they never get it.
They never get it. Like, the guys who get it, like, they usually are doing it because they're the guys I only see get penalized right now are the guys who cheat to try and take guys out to score. But anybody who's tried to sell an injury, and I've watched, this is definitely the most World Cup that I've watched for a World Cup to start. And I'm like, dude, I never see a guy who looks legitimately hurt.
Here's the other thing. When you fake an injury, now your fans are yelling, you got mugged, and you could be faking it. So I don't want to hear from the fans when your guy's faking it and it's not a foul.
Hmm. That's a wild one, man. Unbelievable. Well, Czechia is still up 1-0 over South Africa right now. When we come back, we'll play a little Goosies. No Goosies. All right? We'll get all goosed up here on a Thursday. We're going to have a fun show tomorrow out in the parking lot of the Hard Rock Bet bus.
Snacks!
And we want snacks, Glenn! Don't think we forgot! We'll take a break. Goosies, No Goosies is next. Welcome back. Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQAM. It's time to get to our favorite Thursday game. Goosies! No Goosies. Go around the room and say where the Goosies have been got. What do we have today, Jennifer?
Well, let's take a listen to a confident Kasparis Giakoumidis in his shooting.
Kasparis Giakoumidis surprised a lot of us last year with his three-point shooting ability. It surprised all of us except for Kasparis Giakoumidis.
I'm not going to lie. I always feel good with my shot. Since I was younger, you know, I always was feeling good. You know, it's always needed to make some changes to, you know, to make the work more consistent. But and at the end of the day, you know, everything will come, and I think I still have a lot to work on, a lot to improve, you know, and I cannot just stay where I am.
I got the Goosies. I love the confidence.
Goosies.
From the freshly turned 20, Kasparis Giakoumidis. They don't call him the Lithuanian lizard for nothing. Leroy?
I mean, I have the Goosies, but I just think the only reason why we're shocked by his shooting ability, because we were told he couldn't shoot.
We were told that. We were told.
And,
we were
and
sold
if we had not been told that, we wouldn't think the way we do. So people asking him about his confidence in shooting has nothing to do with him. It has to do with what we were told about him.
Jennifer, Goosies?
I do have the Goosies for Kasparis.
Goosies.
That's it?
That's it.
Okay.
He's confident. I love that.
Brittany, do you have the Goosies for Kasparis Giakoumidis?
I always love confidence. So
Goosies. Except for Josh Allen.
Goosies. Except for Josh Allen. No,
you have to make sure that it doesn't cross the level of arrogance.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. You can be confident.
He's just pompous.
Can I just say, this has caught me off guard.
Yeah.
Like, you've gone all in.
hates his ass.
I've been all in on the hatred of Josh Allen.
We just never brought it out.
Never asked me.
I get it.
Now you know she thinks he's a loser.
Loser!
Wow.
Wow.
What's number two, Jennifer?
We got Tyler Hero.
Oh.
Posting on Instagram again.
Oh! Our favorite game.
Our favorite game. Let's see what he has this time.
All right, Tyler Hero is posting himself working
out. If Tobin liked him,
it is him. Like,
he's
emerging from a pool.
He does look in good shape. He does look in good shape. There's no doubt about that.
Can I just make one suggestion?
What's that?
To everybody who does chest tattoos.
Yeah.
Don't get an animal and put the eyes close to your nipple.
Wait, show the picture again. That's so true.
Like,
it never looks right.
Doesn't look
your
right.
Your tiger looks like he's got zits. On his cheeks.
He has some blush on. So, not tough.
In your efforts to look tough, those eyes by the nipples, not tough.
I like how I like how baby brother Tyler Hero told the other brother Tyler Hero, no trolling.
Oh, I didn't even peep that.
No more Bucks gifts on there. No more jokey jokes.
We're sending you to Milwaukee, broski.
I mean,
that's
like,
my favorite comment.
I can't, like, I'm not, like, I noticed that he does look a little cut,
mm-hmm.
and then the nipples and eyes thing got me, like, I'm just done.
They're no staring at you?
I got the goosies for Tyler Hero's lion nipples.
No.
Oh, okay. Come on.
Play the sound while you're at it.
He wants to.
No goosies. Skinny people can't have raging animals on their chest like they tough. Can't do it.
It never comes all right.
It never fails.
Especially when the eyes are right above the nipples.
Like, not tough.
Now, if you would have incorporated it and made the eyes the nipples.
Yeah, but
I'd have been like,
so
that's
weird.
Cool. It's just weird in general because most of people put tigers on their back.
Or on their forearms.
Right? Or on their forearms. They don't
put like Pulisic, that he does the.
Where we could, like, the tiger need to, like, put some zit cream on him. Like, I don't know. Like, it's just, no, I don't have the goosies.
Do you think the tattoo artist goes and he says, do you want me to lower the eyes to the nips?
I feel like that's the right thing to do.
Right!
You gotta look out for him.
Like, incorporate your nips in the tattoo.
Right!
I have tattoo lion nipples, Greg. Could you milk me?
Now the lion has zits.
You get the goosies, Jennifer?
No, I don't care. And I don't want to see your nipples.
I wasn't even looking at them, but I'm like, is that the eyes? No, the eyes are in his upper chest.
Like, give me a reason why this was posted, for real.
And he's got the mouth, like, right below his chest. So it, like, literally, like, you can't help it.
I just see a boy coming out of water.
I mean, what's he supposed to do? I mean, get the nipples removed?
No, you get a tiger put on your back.
Interesting.
Listen, you don't want, if you get a tattoo around private parts, you want to incorporate said private parts into the tattoo. Right? So if you're getting tattoos by nipples, the nipples are incorporated into the tattoo. Ask Janet Jackson. She has the thing, right? Incorporate.
Interesting. Shmita says, isn't this coming from a guy who has Snoopy on his ass? It's goofy.
That's a whole different, that was a bit.
Is that also incorporated?
No, it's not. But in fairness to me, I ain't got it out there exposing it to everybody.
I hope not.
See what I'm saying?
I would hope not, yeah.
We got a penalty kick coming up here. What do we got?
Seems as though.
So Leroy says the lion is smoking a cigar.
Brittany, you got the goosies?
Oh, absolutely not. Wow, okay. What kind of question is that?
No,
Brittany, you have just been on one today with your
done.
Hey, I can't believe Josh Allen did this to you for 4 hours.
No, 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 no. Is that Tyler? I'm so sick of Tyler Hero.
Seriously.
But you, like,
what do you
so
mean?
So is it Josh Allen, Tyler Hero, or Tyler Hero, Josh Allen? Which one's first?
Right about now, Tyler Hero is pissing me off more than Josh Allen is.
Whoa.
Because at least the off season, so I'm going to hear from Josh
it's
Howard.
It's current.
They got the goal. Goals.
Penalty kick. Good for South Africa. They have tied it up 1-1 in the 83rd minute. Wow. I don't know what led to them getting a penalty kick. I didn't see what happened, but there they go, right in front of everybody. And that goalie's got no prayer. He was like, I like the goalie's always just like, make myself big. Make myself big.
Wait. My favorite is when they sway back and forth. Like, what is that going to do?
Stunt Steve saying there was a handball. Okay.
Oh.
There's always handballs. They never call that.
He got completely faked out on
that one. He guessed completely wrong. Yep. That's all you can do. You can only guess. And he completely whiffed.
There's no way you should actually block a penalty kick, right? With all that goal to cover?
Not with guessing in the complete wrong direction. Yeah, you'd have,
right.
No shot. What's number three, Jennifer?
Well, Mickey D's is bringing back its original fried apple pie.
I gotta tell you.
Hmm? Oh.
Go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
So,
thoughts are about.
I've always been a big fan of it. It's light, crispy cinnamon. You get you some vanilla ice cream. Bring a couple of those puppies home. Mix it up. Boom. It is excellent. Right? However. McDonald's, you're cheap. There's no apple in the middle. It's just crust. So if y'all going to say we bringing it back, you're bringing back apple pie. Put some apple in it.
You heard him.
My goodness.
You heard him.
But I do have the Goosies because those things are, you know what else is delicious?
Goosies.
I'm telling you, I do not like Taco Bell, but I love the apple empanadas. Oh. Again,
do those have actual apples in them?
Yeah.
Hmm.
I mean, it's about as close to apples as the meat is to meat.
Okay.
I got the Goosies. Love a warm apple pie
Goosies.
Treat. Sounds great. Good for good for McDonald's.
Awesome.
What about you, Jennifer?
No, I don't have the Goosies.
Why not, dude?
No,
I never order that. I mean, I don't care to ever.
Hmm. Can I
of a McRib person?
Can I fix something up for you?
What?
Can I, if I mix it up with some vanilla ice cream, it'll be, I'm telling you, life-changing.
I don't like anything apple pie flavored. Sorry.
Hmm.
Really?
No. Yeah, I don't like apple pie, actually. No Goosies. Like,
I just like the crust.
No Goosies.
Yeah,
crust
so then why fine. Are you complaining about, then why, then you just contradicted yourself.
No.
Just boxed yourself in.
You just boxed yourself in.
No, I didn't.
I think you did.
I fear you're asking for apple when you only want crust.
When I get apple pie, no.
You're done.
No. When I get apple pie, right?
Bum.
I scratch the crust off. But I do the same thing with like, what is it? When they do the blueberries or whatever,
you?
I scrape all the stuff off.
No one.
Brittany, you got the Goosies?
No, I don't like apple pie.
What?
I only like apple pie moonshine.
Ooh, that is good. That is good. That is good.
That one's fire.
That is good.
Everything else apple pie flavored?
Is it really strong?
Yeah, dude. What?
Is apple pie?
We got to go for a moonshine tasting, man.
Agree.
Where? You got to go to Tennessee, right?
You got to go to Tennessee.
We got to go to Nashville. Let's go.
Unless anyone knows.
I'm scared. I'm going to be honest with you. I would love to go on a vacation with Tobin and his family.
Yeah. Thank
I'm
you.
A little scared.
Why?
Right? Because I'm not a rodent chaser. I'm not, you know, I don't want to be stuck on in a crick.
You don't got to do anything you don't want to do. You'll be fine.
No, that's. Have you ever been anywhere with me and Tobin?
No, you don't invite me.
He would guilt me into doing it.
That's not fair.
Would you not? They thought we were a couple when we went to see the piranhas.
That's the best thing I've ever heard.
Went to see the sharks.
Hey, go. You guys want to take a picture? I'm like, no. What?
Sorry. What's number four, Jennifer?
Well, we have Conor McGregor stretching at Central Park.
All right. Conor McGregor, who has been making the rounds. He fights... coming up in July, allegedly, against Max Holloway. And Just getting some work in.
Really?
These people are very flummoxed by, is that Conor McGregor?
Wait, and did she see him and then start doing crunches?
She just said, join the set.
She said, wow. And then she turned around and started doing crunches?
Wow. Yeah.
He's one of us.
Conor McGregor. I got to tell you, there's something off about Conor McGregor.
Notice that now?
Not just in general, but like I'm seeing him on this press tour and like, I don't know.
He seems subdued. It seems like he takes three tranquilizers.
Yeah, there's something about him. Like, I don't know. Like, he was on Helwani's show. I saw some clips of that, and he's like, I'm fighting the darkness. I'm fighting all these things. And then, like, there's something about his face, and I'm just like, I don't know. I feel like Max Holloway's going to piece him up.
Can I just say can I just say what looks different?
What's that?
He doesn't have that glow.
Bane juice glow?
Yo, that glow and that glow being all hopped up on Mountain Dew, if you know what I mean.
Oh, I know. I think I know what you mean, dude. I think I know what you mean.
Like, he just looks
high as a kite, Yogi.
We're not used to seeing regular, everyday Conor McGregor, so it's catching us off guard.
He seems lighter.
Like, even her.
He seems lighter.
All right. Well, we'll see.
I don't know what made her think that, okay, now's the time to start doing crunches. What was the purpose of that?
I think it was to get a selfie with Conor McGregor.
I guess.
No goosies. Like, he works out. He should work out. Like, where's he? If you're in New York and it's a lovely day.
Wait, did you say goosies or no goosies?
I said no goosies.
No goosies.
Sorry.
No goosies.
I got no goosies. I'm tired of Conor McGregor. I'm just enough. And we're going to go in there. We're going to watch this fight. Everybody's going to be excited. Conor's back. He's going to get his face caved in. And then we're going to all be like, that's what we expect.
He's got a round in him, and then Max Holloway is going to dance on his head for four. If he doesn't knock out Max Holloway immediately, then he's cooked. Because he always, like, once you drag him past a round, he's just not dangerous. And he hasn't fought in forever. The only thing is, like, oh, you could say, like, oh, it's a 170. He's not good up in weight either. So, I don't know. And he's not gonna wrestle. Like, Max Holloway just lost to Charles Oliveira because Charles Oliveira wrestled the entire time, and he's not gonna wrestle. He's not a wrestler. You want Conor McGregor exhausted? Have him wrestle. Anyway, that's Goosies, no Goosies, everybody.
Wow. We did not even give our answer.
Oh, sorry.
Thank you so much.
Do you? Well, I think it kind of goes without saying. Do you have the Goosies?
No,
him?
He gives me the ick.
Fair enough.
Absolutely.
Go stretch your house.
Brittany, has there been anybody you like today?
Nope. Not particularly. I'm not in the mood.
It's been all downhill since
Thumbs
Kyle Stowers.
Down to everybody.
Kyle Stowers hit two home runs. That's impressive. This, not impressive. Well, that's our show, everybody. We hope you have a fantastic rest of your day. Again, if you guys want to place to watch some soccer later on today, I have a Michelob Ultra watch party. So I'll be down at Regatta Grove in Miami today from 5 to 7 p.m. with the fine folks at Michelob Ultra. We'll be watching a little Canada, Qatar, and lots of prizes to give away. Our promotions department will raffle off some swag. We got some QAM stuff to give away. And then the granddaddy of them all, our friends at Michelob Ultra, will be giving you a chance to win upcoming tickets to a world soccer match right down here in South Florida. You know what that means. All right, so come on down, play the contest, have some happy hour drinky poos, and we'll have a grand old time. We'll watch some footy football, and it'll be great. Have a great rest of your day. Tomorrow we are broadcasting live from the Summer of Soccer, and that'll be from the Hard Rock Bet bus right here at the Citadel. So we're looking forward to having you guys all here tomorrow. It'll be a action-packed show, and so we're looking forward to it. We'll talk to you rascals then. Have a great day, everybody.
Just tell you, keep milking me, baby.
Rats off a ship on Bad Bunny's nipples.
Little bit nipply this morning.
Nipply? I have nipples, Greg. Can you milk me?
I'll see y'all when I see y'all.